time now for the Sunday News. Brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's local area weather forecast is calling for a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly sunny skies with a high near 82. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news. Over the past week, more than 4,400 new and probable cases of COVID-19 were reported in Illinois. That compares to about 2,900 the previous week. Speaking at a virtual town hall meeting, Illinois Department of Public Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike said the Delta variant remains a concern since it's a lot more contagious. Governor J.B. Pritzker says he is not looking to place a mask mandate back into place, but the governor says if people are going inside with a lot of people in a room, it is appropriate to bring your mask, wear your mask. Some people feel safer that way. It may be an appropriate thing for many people who are immune compromised. So at the moment, we are encouraging people to do what is comfortable for them in those environments. But Pritzker says different standards may be required in some parts of the state if cases continue to rise. Currently, the state reports 1,399,946 total cases of the virus, with 10,519 variants. There have been 23,357 confirmed deaths and 2,463 probable deaths statewide. As of last Thursday, there were 476 individuals in Illinois in hospital. Of those, 94 were in intensive care units, and 28 patients were on ventilators. The state's 7-day rolling average case positivity rate is 1.9%. The test positivity standing is at 2.3%. A total of 26,292,979 tests have been performed in the state. To date, the state has administered 12,917,362 doses of the vaccine. Public health officials say the Delta variant of COVID-19 has been detected in central Illinois. Counties including Effingham, Champaign, DeWitt, Piatt, Vermilion, and Macon have reported cases of the variant. Officials are concerned because some of the affected counties have limited vaccination rates. Health officials are encouraging all eligible people to get vaccinated. More news after this break.
Our connections make powerful things happen, uniting individuals and communities. We are Rotary. We are people of action. With over 1 million members, we know what people can do when they come together. Around the world, generations of leaders build new friendships and solve problems, turning great ideas into reality. Take action with us. Find out more at rotary.org/action.
And now, the rest of the news. The Fairfield chapter of Quilts of Valor will be holding a World War II veterans presentation ceremony at 2 p.m. today at the Fairfield First United Methodist Church. The community is invited to attend. Currently, there are 11 World War II veterans residing locally. 9 of them will be in attendance. Fairfield National Bank has announced a sponsorship of the Wayne County Quilts of Valor chapter, part of a nationwide organization creating quilts for and donating them to veterans. FNB President Joey Hungersford says the program is a way to honor those in the community who have served and defended the country. We'll have a video stream of the ceremony on WFIWradio.com and on the WFIW Radio Facebook page. Fairfield Memorial Hospital gives weekly updates to keep the public informed of progress as it continues to be made on the expansion project. During the week of July 12th, the mechanical, plumbing, and electrical contractors continued working on the in-wall and ceiling installation portion of their work, and the drywall contractors were mudding and finishing on the third floor. The tile contractor was tiling bathroom floors and walls on the third floor. There were metal panels being installed on the east and north elevations, and the second elevator is almost finished. During the week of July 19th, the painting contractor will start priming and painting the third floor again. The mechanical, plumbing, and electrical contractors will continue working on the in-wall and ceiling installation portion of their work. The drywall contractor will continue mudding on the second floor. The window frames on the staircase should begin to be installed. The metal panel contractor will continue installing metal panels on the west elevation. For more information or to discuss being part of the historic expansion project, contact FMH Marketing Director Shauna Williams at 847-8242 or FMH CFO Foundation Director Amy Marsh at 847-8260. Illinois Eastern Community College's board is scheduled to meet Tuesday, July 20th at 7 p.m. at Olney Central College in the OCC Banquet Room. Among the items on the agenda are affiliation agreements with SSM Healthcare Corporation Crawford Memorial Hospital, a memorandum of understanding counseling and information for sexual assault abuse and sexual assault and family emergencies. The board will also address appointment of board audit committee, the fiscal year 2022 budget, and hear bid committee reports on Lincoln Trail College, Natatorium remodel, as well as FCC, LTC, OCC, and WVC's 3D anatomy visualization table and virtual dissection tables. The public is welcome to attend via Zoom by visiting zoom.us/J/976-549-38784 or by calling in to 312-626-6799. Meeting ID 976-5493-8784. Indiana prosecutors have charged four juveniles from southeastern Illinois with allegedly torturing and poaching more than 20 wild deer in two states. After an investigation by Indiana conservation officers, the Gibson County Prosecutor's Office recently charged the Mount Carmel, Illinois juveniles with a combined 119 wildlife violations in Illinois and Indiana. Illinois conservation officers also investigated the alleged poaching in Mount Carmel, Illinois and Gibson County, Indiana. The investigations in the two states found that the juveniles illegally killed more than 20 deer in both states during the 2019, 2020, and 2021 deer seasons. Some of the deer were stabbed or kicked to death after having been shot. A Southern Illinois woman is accused of concealing her mother's death and continuing to accept the woman's financial benefits and assistance. Rena S. Hayashi of Fairview Heights is charged in St. Clair County Circuit Court with two counts of concealing a death and one count of obstructing justice. Hayashi's bail was set at $60,000. Police on Monday found the body of 80-year-old Karen Hayashi in a bedroom of the home shared with her 48-year-old daughter. A neighbor had requested a well-being check. When police asked about her mother, Rena Hayashi told them she had moved to Hawaii. Authorities said the woman had been dead for an extended time. The Illinois Supreme Court is giving people facing eviction one more month. The Supreme Court has ruled that it cannot start the process of eviction cases until Governor Pritzker's moratorium on evictions ends on August 1st. The court says it will triage cases starting in August, but won't allow authorities to evict anyone until September 1st. That extra month will give the court time to try and enroll people facing eviction into programs designed to keep them in their homes. Illinois is on pace to spend $2 billion on rental assistance since last March. Illinois law enforcement is now prevented from lying to children and teens during interrogations. Last week, Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a bill into law banning the practice. Most law enforcement groups and courts in the U.S. say the technique raises the likelihood of minors making false confessions. Illinois is now the first state in the nation to ban the practice. The law takes effect at the beginning of next year. The dates for the latest lotteries for cannabis dispensary licenses are set. Governor J.B. Pritzker announced late last week that 55 licenses will be distributed July 29th to applicants with a score of at least 85% on the 250-point application. The lottery for 55 licenses for social equity justice-involved applicants with the same score levels will happen on August 5th. The final lottery will be held on August 19th for top-scoring, tied applicants for 75 licenses. The Illinois State Fair is set to kick off next month. The event was canceled last year because of the pandemic. Fairgoers can celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Butter Cow in the Dairy Building. Ag, livestock, educational, and interactive exhibits will be presented, along with food, games, and carnival rides. Grandstand concerts will include Toby Keith, Bret Michaels, and the I Love the 90s Tour. And the river stages as of this morning. The Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 23.55 feet above the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Skillet Fork at Wayne City has a reading of 13.21 feet. Its flood stage is 15 foot. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 20.63 feet above its 18-foot flood stage. And elsewhere around the region, Bonpah Creek at Browns reads 16.07 feet. The Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi reads 24.22 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel currently sets at 15.51 feet. That's a look at news. Area deaths are next.
Beat the heat with cold AC. Contact Brian right now or HVACM Bluford. They are Southern Illinois' Rude Heating and Cooling and Hydro Module Geothermal Expert. 0.00% financing. Call your local heating and cooling guy Brian right now or HVAC 214-2593.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to your station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like Three Chicks Fudgery, ACT Tire and Auto, Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center, and Bullard's Farm Market and Bakery. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long each deal will last.
Area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 66-year-old Grayville resident Danny J. Allen died Thursday, July 15th at his residence. Danny worked for the city of Grayville from 1980 until 2009. He also served many years with Grayville Civil Defense and Grayville Ambulance Service. Danny Allen is survived by his wife, Algina Allen of Carmi, daughter Danielle Lynn of Grayville, son Adam Allen of Grayville, seven grandchildren, one great-grandson, stepson Caleb Collard of Carmi, stepdaughter Kelsey Collard of Carmi, and an additional seven step-grandchildren, as well as one brother and one sister. Visitation and funeral for Danny Allen are Monday, July 19th at Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville. Visitation is at 10 a.m. and the funeral is at noon. Burial will be at Mount Zion Cemetery near Albion, Illinois. Memorials may be made to the Little Wabash Fire Department, P.O. Box 236, Grayville, Illinois, 62844. 80-year-old Belleville resident Ralph Leroy Bryant died Sunday, July 10th. Ralph Bryant is survived by his wife, Iris, children Sue and Ralph, two brothers, two grandchildren, and three great-grandchildren. Services for Ralph Bryant will be held at 2 p.m. on Monday, July 19th at the IOOF Cemetery in Norris City. Visitation will be from 1 until service time at Campbell Funeral Home in Norris City. 76-year-old Xenia resident Patina Joy Boston died Thursday, July 15th at Deaconess Midtown Hospital in Evansville, Indiana. Joy Boston is survived by her life friend Junior Goff of Xenia, children Tammy Hayes and Deborah Murphy, siblings Angelina Hinkle, Jane Albert, Kathy Riley, and Peyton James, and numerous grandchildren and great-grandchildren. A funeral service for Joy Boston
will be held at 1 p.m. Monday, July 19th at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Interment will follow in Christian Home Cemetery in Louisville. Visitation will be 11 a.m. until time of the service on Monday at the funeral home. Memorial donations are suggested to the family to assist with final expenses and will be accepted through the funeral home. To share a memory or condolence, visit frankandbright.com. And 77-year-old Fairfield resident Lauren W. Connard died July 16th at Deaconess Midtown Hospital in Evansville, Indiana. Lauren Connard is survived by his wife Kay of Fairfield, one daughter Debbie Clagg of Brownsville, Tennessee, two sons, Steve Connard of Bloomington, Illinois, and Michael Connard of Fairfield, four sisters, Norma Bunting and Reba Rogers, both of Fairfield, Betty Rogers of Sisney, and Maxine Bennett of Amory, Mississippi, as well as one sister-in-law. Also surviving are five grandchildren and six great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Lauren Connard will be held Tuesday, July 20th at 12 p.m. at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. Visitation will be held from 10 a.m. until time of the service. Burial will immediately follow in Sisney Cemetery. Memorials may be given to Blue Point Church for the Link Fund or Fairfield Public Library. Memorials will be accepted at the funeral home. Fond memories and condolences may be shared with the family at MeredithFuneralHome.com. Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. And as a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWRadio.com. Again, today's local area weather forecast is calling for a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly sunny skies with a high near 82. I'm Jeremy Smith, reporting the news.
Hey, hi, this is Tom Griswold from the Bob and Tom Show, and I'll tell you what, we love taking requests from our trucker friends. And you should work for a company that appreciates you, the truck driver, like Best Way Express. Best Way Express is now hiring Class A CDL drivers for home weekly routes and over-the-road work in the South and Midwest. Plus, with Best Way Express, you're looking at a $5,000 sign-on bonus. For the past 40 years, Best Way Express has been a family-owned and operated company, putting you, the truck driver, first. Best Way Express. Call 833-BESTWAY. BestWayExpress.com.
And time now for a Sunday check of sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are one win away from their first NBA championship in a half century. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 32 points to lead the Eastern Conference champions to a 123-119 victory over the Phoenix Suns in Arizona. It's the first time the road team has won in the series so far. The victory gives the Bucks a 3-2 series lead. They can win their first title since 1971 with a victory in Tuesday's game number 6. Chris Middleton added 29 points, and Jrue Holiday scored 27 for Milwaukee. Devin Booker scored 40 in the losing effort for Phoenix. A certain two-way player for the Angels is proving to be an all-star in more ways than one. Shohei Ohtani plans to donate his earnings for participating in the Home Run Derby at Coors Field in Denver to around 30 team support staffers as a way of thanking them for their work. The pitcher-designated hitter received $150,000 for taking part in the derby. He distributed checks Friday to Angels trainers, clubhouse workers, and media relations staff members. Ohtani was eliminated in the first round of the derby after battling Juan Soto of the Nationals. Pete Alonso of the Mets ended up winning the event as well as $1 million. The Home Run Derby was held the day before the All-Star Game, which Ohtani won as the starting pitcher for the American League team. The AL squad defeated the National League team 5-2. Saturday night's baseball game between the Nationals and Padres was suspended after multiple gunshots were fired near the D.C. ballpark. Police say four people were shot. Police said there appears to be no threat to the public. The Padres led the Nationals 8-4 in the seventh inning at the time of the shooting. Players were immediately pulled from the field, and fans sought cover, sometimes hiding behind their seats. The ballpark was empty about 45 minutes after shots rang out. A German soccer player says he was racially abused during their match against Honduras, resulting in the Germans walking off the pitch. The Honduras Football Federation is denying any racial-charged comments were made and said it was a misunderstanding on the pitch. Germany's head coach, Stefan Kuntz, said when one of our players is racially abused, playing on is not an option. It is unclear what was said that resulted in the walk-off. The NFL says each team will play at least one international game every 8 years. That will start next year, and more places around the globe will be added to the current rotation. The league says it includes holding games in Canada and South America. More European cities will be added as well. This year's games in London will feature the Atlanta Falcons facing off against the New York Jets, and the Jacksonville Jaguars going up against the Miami Dolphins. The head of the NCAA is calling on the organization to play a smaller role in college sports. President Mark Emmert on Thursday said the organization that regulates student athletes should play a smaller governance role on many issues and delegate more decision-making power to the schools and conferences. Emmert said some issues should only reach the national level if that's the only place it can get done. The Supreme Court recently affirmed a lower court ruling that the NCAA could not restrict an athlete's school-related benefits. Emmert says that calls for a complete rethink of a whole lot of policies. And looking at the baseball scoreboard from Saturday, the Cardinals defeated the Giants 3-1. It was the Cubs over the Diamondbacks 4-2. The Tigers took both games of the doubleheader from the Twins. Game 1, the Tigers won 1-0. Game 2, it was 5-4 in the 8th. The Indians defeated the Athletics 3-2. It was the Pirates over the Mets 9-7. The Orioles take down the Royals 8-4. And the Brewers defeat the Reds 7-4 in 11 innings. The White Sox would defeat the Astros 10-1. It would be the Yankees over the Red Sox 3-1 in 6. The Braves shut out the Rays 9-0. The Dodgers defeat the Rockies 9-2. And the Angels take down the Mariners 9-4. The Phillies and Marlins game was suspended in the top of the 10th, tied at 2. The Padres were leading the Nationals 8-4 when that game was suspended in the bottom of the 6th for a shooting. And the Rangers and Blue Jays game has been postponed. And in action today, it'll be the Cardinals versus the Giants at 1:15. You can listen to that game live on our sister station, 105.9 FM, WOKZ. The Cubs will take on the Diamondbacks. It'll be the Mets versus the Pirates, the Padres versus the Nationals, the Marlins versus the Phillies, the Rangers face off against the Blue Jays in a doubleheader, the Twins versus the Tigers, the Brewers versus the Reds, the Braves versus the Braves, the Orioles versus the Royals, the Astros take on the White Sox, the Dodgers face off against the Rockies, the Indians against Athletics, the Mariners versus the Angels, the Red Sox versus the Yankees, and resuming play from yesterday, the Padres and the Nationals in the bottom of the 6th at 8-4, and the Phillies and Marlins tied up in the top of the 10th, 2-2. And that's a Sunday check of sports. I'm Jeremy Smith, and here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. Today is calling for a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny skies with a high near 82. Overnight tonight, mostly clear, with a low near 65. Monday, calling for sunny skies, high near 84 with a low around 64. Sunny on Tuesday, high 86 with a low of 65. And Wednesday, calling for sunny skies as well. Wednesday's high 87 with a low near 67.